With native White Hawk dancers leading the way, more than 200 people marched through Watsonville. Organized by the Brown Berets, the 12th annual Peace and Unity March brings together the different communities which encompass Watsonville as a whole. High school sophomore Maggie Rodriguez is co-chair of Watsonville's Brown Berets.
We're hoping that someday the North and the South will unite. So we're trying to create that message, a positive message that we don't want violence here in Watsonville. We want it to stop.
We're all turning against each other, and it shouldn't be that way.
Lifelong Watsonville resident Elsa Gonzalez is the mother of two teenage boys and four-year-old daughter.
We should be helping each other instead of fighting each other and killing each other just because of you don't like this person because of the way they look or because of what they're wearing. It's just not, you know, it's not sensible. It's, you know, we're better than that.
What began in 1994 to address gang activity, the Peace and Unity March has grown to include issues like military recruitment, domestic violence, and drunk driving, which plagues the low-income, primarily Latino community. Attorney Luis Alejo works with California Rural Legal Assistance.
Watsonville, for sure, has been really impacted by poverty. And one thing we're trying to do is bring better jobs, increase economic development, increase the standard of living for the families of Watsonville.
Provisions of the Gang Deterrence and Community Protection Act, a bill currently making its way through the Senate, will increase funds for law enforcement efforts to eradicate gangs. Carmen Rosas, whose 17-year-old boyfriend Isaac Guzman was stabbed to death last December, doesn't think more police is the best solution.
They don't do anything anyways. What we need is to, like, all the communities to get together and, like, do something about it. Because the police, the detectives, they don't do nothing about it.
Guzman's killers have not been apprehended.
I wish it didn't take murders to bring people together, but it does.
Watsonville Police Captain Manny Solano was providing security for the march.
People don't wake up at home unless they're personally touched by something like this. And that is a sad fact, but
if the community is the unit, we can do a lot of things and a lot of changes.
Edith Beruman, who marched with her son and granddaughter, says parents need to take a more proactive role in their children's lives.
We have to speak with our young people and try to educate about all these things that happen now.
According to the California Attorney General's Office, more than 25 million people are victims of crime and violence in the U.S. Attorney Luis Alejo doesn't want them to become just another statistic.
Not being able to ever celebrate another birthday, another Christmas, another Thanksgiving with their loved ones, it really hurts day after day. And we don't want the names of all these people who have died to be forgotten, and that's why we have this march.
For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Vinny Lombardo.